This is Fresh Air. Nimbus Records has a new series of operatic recordings made during the first half of the century. It's called Prima Voce. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says the CD set has good sound and great performances.
There's a charming scene from a pretty terrible MGM movie called Two Sisters from Boston, starring Catherine Grayson and June Allison, in which the great Wagnerian tenor Lauritz Melchior is in a recording studio early in this century. He's singing into a large horn. An engineer kneeling at his feet pushes him away from the horn on the powerful high notes and pulls him closer for the pianissimos. When Melchior stops singing, a group of violin players rushes forward to the horn. That's probably very close to the way early vocal records were made. When we hear old recordings by the opera stars of that era, we usually have to listen with what Coleridge called a willing suspension of disbelief. Sometimes it's hard to know what the singers actually sounded like. Modern equipment has been making it possible to play back more and more of the information that lies beneath the surface noise of the old shellacs. Now Nimbus has released a remarkable series of ancient recordings that are a sonic revelation. Here's what Caruso really must have sounded like in 1907. Nimbus has come up with a fascinating new approach. They found old operatic recordings in nearly mint condition and have recorded them without modern filters from the very best horn gramophone. Instead of a modern stylus, they use freshly sharpened thorn needles. The recording is made in a small concert hall with a single, so-called ambisonic microphone, the opposite of the multiple microphone technique that makes so many modern recordings sound so antiseptic and unnatural. There's actually very little surface noise in Nimbus's Prima Voce series, and there's an appealing atmosphere around the voices. The orchestral accompaniment is still pretty tinny, but each voice has a real presence, an individual identity, both in the phrasing and in the actual vocal timbre. I've never heard a modern transfer quite like it. It's hard to choose only one or two examples when there are too many even to list. Anyway, here's one of my favorites. Spanish mezzo-soprano Conchita Supervia singing the Habanera from Carmen on a recording made in 1930. Not even Callas was more teasingly seductive or more sexually threatening. Supervia died in childbirth in 1936 at the age of 41. Nimbus has issued 5 installments in this remarkable series so far. There are albums devoted to Caruso, to the great American soprano Rosa Poncel, and to the Italian tenor Giovanni Martinelli. And there are two sampler albums, Divas 1906 to 1935 and Great Singers 1909 to 1938. The Supervia selection is on the Great Singers disc. I think it's the first of her recordings to be issued on CD. Nimbus is planning to release an average of 2 new discs a month over the next 2 years. I can't wait. Let's close with La Vergine degli Angeli from Verdi's La Forza del Destino. The great soloists are Poncel and the Italian bass and matinee idol Ezio Pinza. Can you imagine a more enchanted evening of opera?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Prima Voce series on the Nimbus label. This is Fresh Air.